Africa is on Twitter at Africa Milani.
5 minutes it is to 6 o'clock. The editor of Sokala Duma, Vuyani Joni, joins me on the line now. Vuyani, there's only the small matter of the CAF Championship League final taking place in Morocco this weekend. Kaizer Chiefs taking on Egypt's Al Ahly, who has won this competition 9 times, if memory serves. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Africa, and good morning to the listeners.
What are the chances of Kaizer Chiefs upsetting Al Ahly? I was speaking to Puseletse Mofokeng, who's with the South African Weather Services, and his prediction is that it's going to be a 2-1 final score in the favor of Kaizer Chiefs, which I laughed at, I must admit.
Oh, that's very, very brave. Because this one, it's a difficult one to call, Africa, because CAF Champions League finals have always been dominated by teams with a great deal of pedigree and history in this competition. But the Kaizer Chiefs just came and then disrupted that norm, because you look at Al Ahly, they've won this competition and they've played in it almost for as long as I can remember. And now Kaizer Chiefs, for the very first time, they go past the group stages in their history. And they find themselves straight into the final, which is unheard of, and which makes this game very, very unpredictable and difficult to call, because the Chiefs, they go into this game having kept 11 clean sheets in 14 games. And Al Ahly on the other side, they're scoring like it's nobody's business. The other thing is, Chiefs have not played since their second leg of the Champions League semi-final. And Al Ahly have been playing catch-up in the league. So they won 4-1 in their last game on Sunday. So there's also the issue of match fitness, which might come into play. So there's just a whole lot of things to look into. And that makes it a very, very, very interesting encounter. And for me, it's very, very difficult to call, because I'm not really sure how Chiefs will approach this game. And I think everything will be clear once we know they are starting 11. And then we see the first 5-10 minutes of the game, because, like I said, it's really difficult to tell how it is going to pan out.
How much of an advantage would it be that Al Ahly now has Pitso Mosimane as their coach? Because, of course, when he coached Mamelodi Sundowns, he was victorious against Kaizer Chiefs numerous times, wasn't he?
It is. It is an advantage to Al Ahly, because pretty much half of that Al Ahly technical team know Kaizer Chiefs inside out. And the Chiefs have not made any signings since the last time they played. So, again, Al Ahly as a team know Chiefs, because they beat them 4-1 the last time they met. So nothing has changed since then. So it does give them an upper hand. But they've got a new coach in Stuart Baxter, and also the other elements that I've just counted, because Al Ahly have not seen Chiefs play since they last played their second leg in the semifinals against Wydad. So at the moment, no one really knows how Chiefs will approach this game, which might be an upper hand on Chiefs' side. But once again, whatever system they will choose to deploy, it has not been tested, because they would not have played any games against anyone. So you don't really know what to expect, which once again makes it a very interesting game to look forward to.
It's going to be fascinating, if nothing else. Vuyani Joni, thank you very much. Editor of Sokala Duma, that CAF Champions League final taking place in Casablanca tomorrow at 9 o'clock South African time. And it will be broadcast live on SuperSport Channel 202. Kaizer Chiefs taking on Al Ahly. We obviously wish Kaizer Chiefs all the best.